Man, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 132 of the From Lagos We Love podcast. It's your boy Salton, and I'm here today, you know, with the usuals, Dio.
Alpha, everyone. It's about to be a mad one,
bro. How we, Jesse, what about you?
As usual, too, man, it's gonna be a madness. Like, I'm working someone's ass, sorry.
You guys, madness, listen, like, don't go and raise the expectations, though, because the episode is boring. It's going to be on you guys. You say, I think it's a madness. Nah, I'm just fucking.
Nah, we should raise the expectations. We have a special guest now.
Nah, yeah, yeah. That's the thing. We bought a special guest, you know, one of our.
I said, she's going to join us today.
And yeah, Todun is her name. I want you to introduce yourself. Introduce yourself, let the people know you.
Hey, what's up? What's up, you guys? What's up to the fans out there? My name is Todun. I'm actually from Lagos. I'm the only person here from Lagos.
No. Jesse is actually in Lagos. Jesse is in Lagos.
Okay, well, fine. We are here to represent our city.
What do you say? We didn't hear that last part.
I said we're here to represent our city, you know, Lagos State. You know, we'll talk about what's happening. The things that people don't know.
You guys, because you probably won't know, but before we started recording, she was talking about how, why are we from Lagos We Love if we're actually not in Lagos? This is that's how at first we were skeptical that she really a listener, because we felt like she would know this, but she said she just started listening in episode 120 something, so we can forgive her, because you know, I feel like somebody, who was the first person to bring this up? I think it was Motolani. Remember when you reviewed our podcast? Now. Yeah. I think it was Butolani when he reviewed our podcast on like episode 2 or something. It was like, you need to decide what we're going to be or something. Like, they're not from Lagos. But yeah, from Lagos we love. We just love Lagos. We are from Lagos, you know. And it is what it is, you know. Enjoy it. Like, it's a nice name. And yeah.
So can you guys hear me? Someone called me while I was.
Oh no, yeah, it's fine. We didn't interfere, but yeah, let's kick it, man. Like, how you guys been? Yo, like, let's start with the guest. You know, Todun, how's your week been? Like, anything special happened? Any stories you want to tell us? You know, let us know. Any heartbreak? Any breakfast? Did you give anybody breakfast? Did anybody give you breakfast? You know,
I'm pretty chill. I've just been working like all week.
Where do you work? Like, what do you do?
Trying to prepare for. Oh, okay. So I'm a design engineer.
No,
so
okay.
I build those shipping container.
I'll be falling on niggas' head.
You know, like, that's the first thing I was thinking when I heard about
bro. So I heard about killing our people in Lagos.
You guys know there's a conspiracy theory about that shit.
yeah, give it to us now.
They're trying to kill Igbo people in Lagos.
The baby is still here, so that's how you know it's false.
I mean, this is not cute.
But yeah, like
when they drop the container, they'll say Ibokwenu. If anybody answer, they'll just drop the container in everybody's head.
That's a wild conspiracy theory, though. No, but seriously, though, like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, even here, when I drive, I panic by containers. But I can't lie. You rarely ever hear anything about a container falling on a car. And, like, what is going on? Is it that they don't secure
it's really weird. Like, 5 containers in one weekend.
Yeah. I heard that, too. Like, I saw it on Twitter. Like, so what's going on? Is it that they don't secure the containers properly? Like, is it the way the guys are driving? Like, what is going on exactly? Like, I know it's probably a multitude of factors, but like, it's, bro, for it to happen so consistently, it means there's one factor
that's very absurd. I mean, me, I'm the conspiracy theorist. I know there's a conspiracy theory here involved somehow. I don't know.
I mean, who knows?
I'm on the case.
I mean, that's such a terrible way to die. I remember seeing one, I think we talked about it, like, it was 2 years ago, where it fell down like on the whole family, like, and it crushed the car completely. So you know that there's no, like, that type of thing is so sad, because you can't even escape. Like, there's nothing you can do. Like, obviously, because you're not expecting it, and it just boom, you're just dead. Like, and it could all be prevented. Like, because it happens so much. I know there are some minor restrictions on trucks and stuff like that to prevent them from killing people like that in Niger, but Like, obviously, it's not having a good effect. Like, or it's not actually
yeah.
because, guy, I
Like
can't lie to you.
Okay.
No, sorry. Like, how do you guys like you guys that in, Jesse Todun, you guys that are back home? Don't you guys when you guys are or do you drive? If you both of you drive, I'm sure Jesse. I know Jesse, you drive. Todun, I don't know if you drive.
Yeah.
Like, don't you? How do you guys feel when you drive by containers? Like, I know your heart rate must be going up. Like or something.
Well, like, I'm used to it, to be honest, man. Like,
I mean, personally, I don't live in my house. Like, if I'm going more than, if anywhere is more than 30 minutes from me, I'm not going. Unless it's like I'm
so
traveling.
Oh man, so where do you stay in Lagos?
May I stay like in phase one?
Oh, I can understand.
Yeah. So unless I'm going to the mainland, and that's like maybe once in a while, like then yeah, I'll prepare like I'm traveling. To the mainland, but to be going around, no, like for real, though, to be actually going around to talk. If you live in Bagada, it's not happening.
Like,
no,
like,
Bagada is not even bad now. Bagada is actually,
yeah, it's not happening. You know, like, I've made up my mind to travel that weekend, it's not happening. Like,
honestly, man,
going out to Lagos is so risky.
Nigeria's transportation system is so horrible, man, because all these places that were saying, bro, trains could solve so many of these issues, man. And I was getting a story about like this governor, state governor Latif Jakande in the 70s. He wanted to install a train system in Lagos, similar to the ones in the UK, because he built a lot of Lagos's
like an underground.
Yeah, like in Lagos Underground, it was in the 1970s.
Yeah,
imagine if he was
inside
able to.
Underground train, go for
bro, I now it would
you
have probably,
just died,
if he had built it, if he had built it, then it would have probably deteriorated the way everything deteriorates, like mostly.
I swear.
Like,
imagine
it would be dangerous as fuck. Imagine Lagos Underground, niggas will stab you there and collect your phone and stuff. Like, it would be dangerous. I can already imagine it now. Like, it won't be clean. Like, I know in underground train and stuff like that too. It's like the train stations are clean. Even the worst train stations here in New York, like some of them are.
Yeah,
New York
nasty. So I'm trying to imagine Lagos.
No, it's still like so that's what I'm trying to imagine. New York that can be bad. Like, imagine Lagos, like where there's no sunlight and niggas is like. There's no electricity. Everywhere will be dark. So niggas can just do whatever they want to. Like, I'm sure there's a bunch of niggas falling on train tracks.
Then what if they take lights under the train?
Bro,
so
imagine if you are stuck in the tunnel and they take lights. Bro, that would be so fucking sad, man.
I mean, you guys should kill me up, man.
Bro, and, guy, is it generator you want to now use to power the train? So niggas will be stuck.
Their fuel is, no.
Bro, it has to be one of those old trains. That they use like
even normal BRT that's like over the ground. Like, look at how they've done to BRT. Like, BRT is okay, Shabo.
I remember when BRT first came out. I remember when the first voted Fashola and he now dropped BRT like 2007 or something like that too. And people are calling him the best governor ever, Lagos best governor because he dropped bus. Yeah, like and it was clean. You know the way they advertise it. BRT. You could take BRT to Lekki or something. Guy,
they're
Jesse,
okay, sir. They're actually okay, but
do you remember that time we all went to ICM?
How can I forget? Man, that was the first day ICM opened.
Oh, ICM opened. Me and this guy, we trekked. Where did we trek from? Magodo to ICM.
Magodo.
Me, Jesse, and a lot of my niggas, we all trekked from yeah, because we didn't want to pay money, we're all broke. We now started trekking. Guys, yeah, so
wild.
funny, bro, because like in Nigeria, if you are broke, you just have to trek. Guys, yeah, so we should trek crazy distances, bro. You would think they were
so, guy, that would be long ass trek. No, we have to cross roads.
Yeah, you have to cross
that
the express.
Road.
Yeah.
And you cross, you went in the middle, you not cross. Like, you not.
Bro, that's 7-Up Express. Is mad.
Yeah, you not.
Yes,
you not cash him. Back to ICM was not like $50 or sometimes 50 naira. Bro, like a guy, we will not get there. Your feet will not be with sand, or it will not be.
They don't even have bikes in Lagos anymore.
But back there, that's how far.
Yeah, we don't have bikes anymore.
Ah,
wow.
So, So,
Yeah, you
like,
guys don't know.
before.
This is like December last year because of that guy at the
Bro, they've
top.
been talking of Okada ban, but you should still be seeing bikes and
Come
stuff.
on now.
No,
Which I was like,
legit. It's
I couldn't,
actually
I don't
legit
believe it.
this time.
For real? Yeah,
Yeah,
they
it's
have,
like you won't see
for
bikes unless it's like all these like crooks of Lagos, like maybe all these Moshalashi, those
Wow.
funny areas. Then you
They know
might see
Bajaj
one or
again.
two bikes.
That's crazy, yo. Man, I
That's
feel like
what
the longer I stay away, when I go back, Nigeria will be unrecognizable. Either in the like worst way, probably in the worst. Is it so? As that,
it's getting worse.
wait, so all those Okada riders now, what do you expect them to do?
We don't know. Well, I mean, I don't know where they are because you don't see them
They are
anymore. Many people
somewhere, but
riding
they, you know, they have
bikes
to make money.
alone.
They will probably rob. Ah, man, no wonder the
Yeah,
crime rate is so high. Now, like, that's just because, bro, these are like all these Hausa guys. Most of them are like all these Hausa guys just making small bread with like their Okada. Now they don't have Okada, like, or something. I mean, obviously, before they go, they can't because
I think
it's
it's for the best, child, because they killed somebody. They were a freaking nuisance.
bro. Okada used to drive like crazy, bro. Bro, when you think about it, that shit is wild that we are doing that shit. Like, it's so wild, bro. Like, because motorcycles are so fucking dangerous. Like
Dangerous.
if you see a motorcycle accident here, sometimes the guy's arm will be somewhere, his leg will be somewhere, his head will be guy. And
Yeah.
we just used to
My
drive all that
security guy had
shit.
a bike accident recently, so.
Guy, niggas will drive motorcycle from mainland to island, guy. Bro. Bro, the fact that more
Oh,
people did die is crazy to me, man. Like we used to do so many risky shit. All because Nigerians are crazy.
that's weird.
Fucked, bro. Like Keke was my favorite though. Keke was the most reliable. Keke felt safe for some reason.
No
Like,
more keke
yeah.
either. There's no keke
Yeah, there's
too.
no Keke. Damn,
No,
that's crazy.
there's still
Wow.
keke in some places though.
Which places?
Like, if you come to the mainland, that's what's wrong, you know. Like, keke is now.
Oh,
I don't know,
really?
but
Okay.
yeah.
When I was younger, the island used to be, you know, the posh area of Lagos.
It still
Like,
is though. It still is.
it doesn't
I
seem like it
mean,
anymore. Like, people make
define
it
posh.
in terms of like there was silver bed there. And you know the beaches, all the if you want to go to the beach and stuff like that too, you have
Yeah.
to go into the
I
island.
mean, everything is still on the island, Shabo. I don't know about that posh you speak of, because.
No, because all the ex best houses and stuff used to be there now, like most expensive
Yeah,
houses
it's
and
still like
stuff.
that. It's actually still
They're
like
still
that.
like that. Still
Used to
like
feel,
that.
I kind of like, used to feel cleaner than the mainland. Maybe I was tripping, but it used to feel
It's
like
not clean, anything. It's not clean.
that.
It's not clean. The
I'm
only place I can
so
say it's clean is like VI and then maybe
some part of
Ikoyi,
Ikoyi.
some
Yeah,
parts
some
of
part of
Ikoyi.
Ikoyi.
But
Some part
Lekki is carpeted.
of Damn. I know you guys rent be
Well,
crazy
I mean,
now.
as far as I'm concerned.
Like, Dubain, if you wanted to go get your own apartment, now what's the average price? Just curious.
Like an M,
1M
one
a year, right?
M,
And you have to pay that shit all at once.
yeah. So that's beside like agent's fee. That's aside the agent's fee. I'm just talking about what you have
So
to pay
which one is
for.
agent's fee now?
That's like, is it 20% or so?
So you have
Depends,
to.
sir.
So is it? So you can't use it. There's no website you can just use and contact the.
Website. Oh, we just gotta check out the
No. In terms of
place,
like, you know, listing
man.
website now where they list like the
Oh, once
apartment.
again. Yeah, you have to see the apartment yourself.
No,
So
yeah, you have to.
even
I
if
know
you're
you have to go and check
picture.
it. So even if you do it yourself, you still have to pay agents fee or what? That's what I'm confused
You
about.
have to know because however you're going to meet the person is through an agent, right? So
So you
if
can't
the
just
agent
call.
fee that you
most of the houses on listing sites, they are like by agents.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So when
So
you're contacting someone, you're
I
contacting
can't
an
put it
agent.
myself.
You
I mean,
can, but most people that
you
own
can't,
houses,
you
they're not
can't
doing that
after.
shit.
Oh. Exactly, you get like
Well, that's an
because it's
unnecessary
only
middleman to
houses.
me.
I
But for
mean, I
renting
feel
the
you, but.
house, renting, that's crazy. Like here, you go to the leasing office and they'll give you a tour. Okay, do you want it? Sometimes they can give you 1 month of rent free. But oh man, I can't imagine paying like because if okay, rent is like 1,000.
Enough, if you even rent here, that sometimes you rent directly from the landlord, they will still collect agent's fee. So like
That's it.
It really doesn't
I
matter.
feel
Like
too,
sometimes
bro.
if you rent directly, they'll still collect agents fees because they have
It's
like
like
maybe the
just
manager
part
or
of the
something has
fees,
a
man.
deal.
Just
that one
just
is
part of the
greediness.
fees. That's greediness, but
Yes, man. Everyone's
yeah,
looking for extra funds,
everyone's
bro.
looking for as a landlord, man.
Extra
Ah,
funds.
yeah, you just have mercy on your tenants now. Like, come on, bro.
Don't
But
give fuck here.
yeah, I know when I rented outside of Lagos, I rented from the direct owner and I still paid agent fee. And I was asking him, like, what am I paying agent fee? He was like, oh, they need to create a document, your lease, blah, blah, blah. I was so lost.
Hey, that's wild, though. Man.
Okay.
I really didn't know I could go back and live in Nigeria, man. This immigration
Yeah,
will have
trust
to come and
me.
drag me. They will drag me. They will have to drag
No,
me
but I
away.
still move here, you guys. Still move back.
See, I want to get my once I see this once I get my if I get my work permits, like my standard one, I can travel this December. I'm coming to Nigeria. I'm coming to Nigeria if I can do it.
Yes.
Just to see.
I always
But
like
I
I don't
can't
go
lie, I'm
back people.
scared,
They always
man.
be happy.
I'm scared because I have tattoos, I have earring, I have chain, I have all that. Guy, I don't want wild, bro. Like, I don't want to go and be locked up in some creek, and my popsy will not know where I'm at. Like, we just know that Sultan is not home. And he'd be like, I told him, tattoo. He wants to, I don't want to hear any of that. Like, so that's just like my biggest fear, bro. It's like, because I know my popsy would be like, I told you so, nigga. Like,
But sometimes, it also depends on how you move to as well and how you get.
guy, they're
Because
making
it's
it
who you're
seem
moving
like they
with.
can just come and get you
No,
anytime,
not.
bro.
Yeah, I know, no. The occurrence is actually very, very low if
No,
you should be
but if I
careful,
want to
bro.
go and do like this is December and I want to be out and about, yeah, there's that would be
That's
risk.
my
That's
point. That
nah,
the
they won't
occurrence is
bother
actually.
you.
Don't
That's my
bother
point.
you. Depends.
The occurrence is actually very low. DJ, if you think of it, it's not as high as
Because,
you
bro,
think
they've
that it's
been
going to
making
be
it seem
happening
like
next time.
they are raised looking, that if you drive down any road, that kidnappers are at the edge of
No,
the road waiting for you.
nah. There are ways you can actually stop these people right in front of where they stop you. You get, you don't have to stress
That's the
yourself
thing,
and
though.
like
But how
calm
much
down and
sorting
do
do you want
anything.
to do, guy? How much sorting do you want to do, guy?
Or you
Like,
have to just hold enough cash in your hand. It's as simple as that, man. Just hold as much cash you can. You
I
get,
mean, guy,
even
see,
if
when
it
I'm
is
coming, I'll hit you up,
10,000.
bro. I'll hit you up, guy.
No,
You,
Allah, no.
yeah, go be like my tall guy. I didn't even
Ah.
know I'm from there.
No,
Go be like
Allah,
my tall
me.
guy,
Ah.
bro.
Yeah, call me. Hit me up too, because
Yeah,
I'm
bro,
always out.
see, don't you know the Nigerian in me wants to hit people up right before, but you know these ones where niggas be plotting. No, I'm not saying you guys to do anything, no. But if I not announce it on the pod, oh, I want to come back home because I want people don't to be hanging out with niggas, bro. I want to. Last time I came back to Nigeria, 2015, like, bro, it was so dead. I was at home in my crib for like 2 weeks. All my niggas were in uni back. They went back to school back then or something. I can't remember. Like,
I feel like people come back more these days, though. I feel like people come
yeah,
back
long
because
time.
during
No, this was
December,
2015.
I
That's
still
what I'm
miss
saying.
school.
When I left is when this December started. I always say it. This December started when the nigga left Nigeria, bro. And it's when he started doing. That's when all the artists, Afrobeats to the world now started popping. Like,
Yeah.
when niggas couldn't come back home is when it's not like, I own Afrobeats to the world. I used to be so sick looking at everybody's snaps in December. I've not tried all those restaurants. Guy, my restaurant when I come back when I came back home was Mr. Biggs. That was like I was talking to my
Oh,
mom
that's
about
sad.
Mr. Biggs, and she
I
was like,
feel like
eh?
they do have more places
Like,
now. There are more spots now.
She was like,
There are more spots.
Mr. Biggs is closed down or something, that nobody goes there anymore. Or, even though it wasn't like the
Yeah,
big,
there
but
are way
like,
more spots now. Like I found out about one Polynesian restaurant.
it seems
There's
like
like I went
way more
to
people are
last week
taking
I
more
went
risks.
to a Lebanese and Bulgarian. They have like more specific like things and niche
Yeah.
places now.
Guy, it was Chinese
Yeah,
food.
like
You go
in
to one fancy
January, I
Chinese
was part of
restaurant.
this anime concert. Anime, what's it called? Was this anime event? There were like 2,000 people there. So like that was in January.
In
So
Lagos.
like they hosted this, yeah, in Lagos. They hosted this anime event. So like I had like an installation I did, an event installation I did for them. There were like a lot of people there. So I feel like now there are a lot more niche interests that are really picking up. I mean, there's a skateboarding crew I'm part of,
Is Alte
and they
Alte
skate
started it?
like
I think
exactly like those Alter. Like, Alter crowds are like really growing these days.
movements might have
Tech,
slowed
like
down music-wise, but
even tech boys, they have like tech guys and girls. They have like where they hang out like every Fridays. All these like niche people have all these
I've been
different
hearing
things
about
that
the
they do
popping
now.
bars and stuff that day. Now I want to go to all those places. Like, there's this restaurant I want to try, The Knock by Alara. I hear that one. People talk about that one
Exactly.
a lot.
It's not really all that. Ugh, I mean, I
There was
guess.
one I saw today. We didn't talk about that. I don't know if you guys saw that one of that book. We're still in the intro. We've not even done the intro. We just began it. Like, yeah. No, this we'll talk about it later. But this restaurant that busy, they locked the woman up in the Nigerian restaurant or Sea Lagos or something. That they locked her up because she gave a bad review. Like, they locked her in the restaurant. Can you imagine? And they beat her.
Really? I didn't hear about
that. See, it was on Twitter like yesterday, 2 days ago. Can you imagine? Like, they locked her and they beat her up because she gave a bad review.
Is it Sea Lounge?
The name of the restaurant is Sea something. I think she said Sea Lagos or something like that. Like SEE Lagos. Like Sea. Okay. Yo, Dio, man, how have you been? How's your own week been? Like, anything eventful happening?
I'm chilling, just walk out, man.
No. Dubem, what about you now? You're muted.
Well, my week has been good as well, man. Just calm. Nothing really serious. Just work.
Yeah, I mean, that's for me. Me too, man. Same here, bro. Like, it's next week. I'm looking forward to. Nothing eventful is happening. I'm going to New York next week to go and get my tattoo finally finished. Like, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to it because that shit is painful as fuck, man. And I'm about to get into the most painful part, which is they have to go and start shading all this shit, like, and all that stuff, too. So,
yeah.
That one, I took off from work. So, I'm excited to be in New York, though. Like, this week here is Ghana Independence Week. Today is Accra to Dallas. My name for this weekend is Kweku. It's not Sultan. It's not this Kweku Buffrot.
I'm dead.
Like, so that's how I'm going into this event this weekend. And yeah, it's a huge event though. Like, people are flying in from all over. Like, because the Ghanaian community is not even that big in Dallas, but people from Columbus, Ohio are flying in here. Like, that's how I know, because Columbus has a huge Ghanaian population. So the fact that they're flying in here to come and to this event, and the tickets were sold out like so quick. So even though the only thing is that as a Nigerian, you know, I don't really be listening to Ghanaian music like that. So I'm just going to go there for like, I can't lie to you. It just doesn't come across my radar. Like, it's only like a few Ghanaian songs that I'll say, like, it's only like Ghanaian High Life that I really like. Like our old intro.
I can't even tell the difference between, I feel like Nigerians are always biting Ghana.
Yeah,
they're always taking over their music and shit. Like, the Ghanaians will come up with like something new, unique. Before you know it,
I'm happy that we are rinsing the life out of now. Like, oh, we've been complaining about that for a while, but like, it's crazy to like almost every song is like, or every banger is kind of like I'm a piano these days. Like, or I don't know, I'm a piano, I guess, since that's how we do our own, because it's not real like I'm a piano that we like building up and stuff. But I've even noticed too. A lot of the Amapiano hits these days, like, they are shorter and shorter. I wonder if that's like a Nigerian, like,
effect, right?
Effect. Because
I don't even know that Amapiano apart from Nigerian.
No, I have Spotify's like
Nigerian take over like genre, and I don't even listen to any of the.
Yeah, I beg, let's not disrespect.
I mean, if you're out, I don't like to you.
We just do better, like, for real.
I don't think, well, the thing is, I won't say that we do it better. We just do it differently. Do you get? Because we actually have some bangers that.
Differently in a better TikTok, way.
I won't say better. It's just because of where we are. I think it's because of where we are. Do you get what I'm saying? It's just where we are, because we're in Nigeria. That's why we think it's better. But then, trust me, man, they're actually doing way, like, they're doing their own music. They're doing what they know how to do best. And then they were playing it here as well, too.
Yeah,
like, but lots of clubs.
The thing is, like, if you notice though, I have Spotify's Amapiano playlist, and before when you play an Amapiano song, you hear like the build up. It used to take that time. The song used to be like 6-7 minutes. Now, like, they get
I get a point.
Like, so I'm wondering. I don't want to, before they go and start saying that these Nigerians, they like claiming this thing, but obviously Nigerian audience, like, we can't wait that long for. We need the banger now. Like,
yes, now we need to listen to what's coming up.
That's gonna be 2 minutes.
And then speaking of this, Amaria girl, was she not Ghanaian? Or is she not Ghanaian? That girl,
Amari.
Yeah, that's her name, right?
No, Amari. You said Amaria.
Amari, that's her name, right?
Yeah, Amari. Yeah,
yes, she's Ghanaian. She's
Ghanaian, right?
Yeah.
I think Nigerians have started biting her type of music too, because this girl. Have you heard of this Brazy girl?
You know, funny enough,
yeah, I know Brazy as well.
There was this debate
Brazy,
about
her. Music sounds exactly like
they said Nigerians appreciate her more. That's the thing. And she's admitted
yes,
to
now.
Nigerians, I appreciate Amare.
Yeah, she was in Lagos for a bit, man. Like, she was trying to make music.
I remember there was this whole debate on Twitter. There was even like a debate, little debate last year about Amare, and Ghanaians and Nigerians were fighting over it because.
I actually didn't even know she was.
No, yeah, because if she collabs with a lot of our alter artists, like she,
yeah,
with a lot of the alter stuff that we were doing here. So,
well, I mean, like, it's alter. Everybody in Nigeria making like her music now, and it bangs. Actually,
no, you can't say now. You can't say now because we've been doing it from time to time as well. Like, we have so many artists.
Yeah, bro. Like, Amare and Odunsi and Co that were popping in 2018 and stuff. It's not now. I mean, maybe there's somebody that's specifically that might be doing it now that's sounding similar. Yeah. But the whole, like, that sort of, like,
scary,
R&B type music.
Yeah,
like, that whisper kind of music. Is really
that, yeah, I know what you mean by whisper. I know the way she sings.
It's, that going?
It's not an insult. Her voice is nice and stuff, like, anybody hears it and thinks it's like why something I'm a real like, but the way she like uses her like sings like very like faintly, like she her voice is very like faint, and that style is nice. It's like a unique style, like, so, and it be slapping too. She knows how to make really good music, so yeah, shout out to her.
I like her.
Let's talk about new music, man. What have you guys been jamming to? I can't lie to you, me personally, like, I still be fucking with that Guagualada song, like. Sheyi Vibes' verse has grown on me a little bit. Like, I can tolerate it more now. Like, when he first came out, I didn't like it at all. The way he came into the song was so jarring. Like, but I'm beginning to like it. The more I play it, it sounds like better. Like, but yeah. What about you guys? What have you been?
Yeah, same here, man. Same here, man.
Yeah, I've been listening to Breezy.
Breezy?
For like the past. For like the past week.
Who is Breezy?
That's all I listen to. Breezy. She sang this song at 10.
Okay. Is that the girl sounds like Amare?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll go check out. I've never heard that music though. Like, how do they spell her name?
Really?
Is it Breezy?
No,
like,
it's like Korean,
like Chris
or
Breezy.
Japanese.
Like Chris Breezy.
Yeah, Brazy.
Yeah, so Dai, what about you? Have you been listening to any new music?
I've been jamming Buju, bro. Guagualada and them. Like, even his old shit, I've gone back to like his last project and stuff like that. I've been jamming Buju throughout this week.
Did you listen to that snippet I posted? That Crayon snippet?
Oh yeah, that one was mad, dude. Yeah, that song sounds mad.
Did you listen to Crayon? Did you hear that snippet that Crayon just posted? He did like a tribute.
No,
to
I saw. Can you send it to me?
I'll send it to you, but let me just quickly play it on here real quick.
Okay.
He did like a skit of Danny Dura the first. Let me play. Well, yeah, that was a snippet. I'll send
it. It sounds like something Davido should be on.
Yeah, I feel like I was about to hear
that vibe. He has like, that vibe of missing Davido.
Baddest.
That's a good point, though.
Everybody's missing him.
there was like a protest of his fans begging him to come back to social media, but
yeah,
I think as much as we miss him, you know, we need to let the guy grieve.
One of the fans, like, I should have been there.
We need to let him grieve, man. Like, I can't imagine what he's going through. Like, we could tell that he loved that boy. Like, he made the song his, like, the cover of his album. Like,
Yeah.
yeah,
But
like,
sometimes you need people to like help you get out of that too. Like, you know,
yeah.
you can't
Yeah,
make
that's
happen
true.
forever.
That's
I'm sure,
true.
trust me, I'm
Nice
sure he,
guy.
bro, trust me, I'm sure he has a bunch of people around him.
No, more
Yeah.
than that. Like sometimes you
Yeah.
need people to like what you
But he
say,
said
you
he's
need
coming
people
back
to
this
actually
year, though. He said he's coming
force you
back.
to get
Like,
out.
he posted something about that. He's dropping new music in like maybe May or something. I can't remember when he said specifically, but
No, he said March. So that's why
March.
people are protesting. He said March.
You know, March is not over now. It's still beginning of March, technically. Like, let's give him to the end. I'm sure he's probably been working on something. I won't be surprised if it's probably going to be something more somber, like just talking
Yeah.
about his
You
son.
know, grief can be addictive. Like when
Yeah.
you're like sad or depressed like that, sometimes
Yeah.
it's really hard to come out of it. So
Yeah. I feel bad for him. I really feel bad for him because the boy was so young too. Like, right? It was
yeah,
such
I
a like
cried.
weird tragedy, man. Like, yeah, man. But yeah, hopefully he comes
That day
back, you
was
know, and it's
actually
better.
weird because back to back, even that was the time, I think that was the time Take Off
Yeah,
was
that was the
killed.
time Takeoff died too. Like, but I can't
Guys,
lie, I didn't
that
feel
would be weird.
Takeoff son the way I felt like Davido's on. Like, in terms of like, it was just like, damn. Takeoff, Migos, and Cole said he died in the shooting. It's surprising, but will I say I was 100% surprised? Like, obviously, maybe I was a little surprised. Like, I was okay. Let me know. I was surprised, but like,
Yeah, I was surprised
Davido's
though.
own was just
Surprised you
random.
just died like that, playing card or whatever they do.
Like, because we just saw Davido
Weird.
posting Ifeanyi, his birthday was like 2 days before or something, and that shit just happened. Like,
Yeah, that's true,
and the fact that
Sha.
I was such a baby and the way the shit was just unfolding on the TL was like kind of like made it like a little bit more like, because at first people were like, oh, it's fake news. Then
Girl.
when they now confirmed it and it was like, yo, and we're hearing how he reacted and all that stuff, it was so sad now. Like, but
Really
yeah,
cute kid.
hopefully, I don't, you can never get over something like that, it's impossible, but hopefully he
Yeah.
has strength to just do what he loves, which is music. And like, you know, like, I can't lie to you, man, I can't even criticize the video, I can't, because that type of thing, who knows how it's to affect him. I can't criticize any music, anything. Like, I'll just take it and just, if I don't like it, you know, I don't say anything, I have to do anything. Or, but I won't be surprised if you see some Wizkid FC niggas on Twitter going crazy, or if it's like, but
That's
yeah, I mean, let's get into the main topics, man. Election.
right.
Ooh, since when we last recorded, last time we recorded, it was before Nigeria decided. And yeah, since then, Nigeria has quote unquote decided. So we're going to, like, and apparently Tinubu won, which is still being disputed because there have been some irregularities that have been coming up on social media. A lot of like seems to be very obvious rigging by INEC and APC. But yeah, Todun, you're on ground. Like, let us know what you can vote,
I
right?
mean, my whole thing is like, why didn't I make a show of like, oh, let this thing be legit? Like, why make a show of that when you're not going to be legit?
I mean, to make
Like,
it
why make
seem
a show
like
of, oh,
people have free and
you
fair
know, let
choice.
everything be free and fair?
They
Me personally, my voting spot, they didn't come on time. They didn't come till like 2 p.m. I mean, no, till like 12 p.m.
At least
We didn't finish voting till about 10 p.m.
What about the places? You need to see the stories of those
Really messed
places.
up.
Those places that what do you call it? That they didn't even hold the election, that they said they were posting results. Can you imagine? Like,
There are videos of people like voting for just filling out votes, you know, just doing APC for each voter's card.
but funny enough, a lot of exactly APC, they have fans, so like they have a lot of silent fans. That's just the weird
It
part.
was clearly a deliberate rigging effort. Like, it was
They
not
did, but APC had a lot of silent fans that especially all these powerful people. Most of these powerful people were secret, the secret APC supporters just
even.
acting
Governors were
like that.
helping them rig. Like, it
Yeah,
was
now they're
crazy,
all your
bro.
opinion.
Why are you trying to force your will on the people like that? Like, they are so fucking power hungry. It's crazy. Like, Peter Obi, give it, like, he might not end up being the best, but it just wants to show that our democracy works, bro. Like, why are you trying to force it on us? Like, and the thing is, Peter Obi has been so calm, man. Like, I feel like he has so much power to cause chaos that he's trying to take like a very peaceful route, because it seems like they did him so dirty. Like, that Lagos one was the biggest one, where like people were so APC was so confident that Tinubu owns Lagos.
The rigging was too real. I mean, look at Ekiti. Ekiti was just the most
even with the rigging, because they still lost, but they had to make it look like a respectable loss. But apparently, it was like over 500,000 votes or something.
Ekiti was just too obvious. Like how the hell did that?
That Rivers one, like, was crazy too.
I couldn't even watch it, like, because I just got so upset. I just turned off the.
What's it like? Because I was obviously. Obviously, we're not there. What's it like being there? Like, how it seems like there's this whole, like, sort of like defeated kind of like wave.
I mean,
energy
because
around...
the whole thing is just this. It's just like Nigerians right now, we're just trying to see what's next. Because even if you say you want to protest, you cannot protest by yourself. I mean, the biggest that 2020 NSAS protest. It was very, very organized because there were quite a lot of powerful people at the forefront, like spearheading it. I mean, you had people like, I think Ajay Bota was one of the people that were significant. You had people like that. You had this guy. What's that guy's name? The one that is always talking about politics. I've forgotten his name. I don't know why I'm really horrible with names. Right? Fouls, yeah. You had people like Fouls. You had Feminist Core. There were quite a lot of people that were powerful, like behind it. At least the young powerful people were spearheading it, they were at the forefront. But like now, it's like if you say you're protesting, who's organizing it? So it's really not a case of like you can't just go out and protest by yourself unless you want to have riots. Because when all these local boys, Agberos, when they protest, their own protest is not normal organized protesting where they go for like the power structures of the economy. I mean, that's what made NSAS like so.
And to be fair, I think NSAS too.
Yeah, they went for like toll gate. They went for places where the government was really going to feel the heat if you're not getting in that regular income. Right. So now I think that's just what everybody's waiting for, to see, you know, what's gonna happen, who's gonna, because right now you can't just, and like I said, there's quite a lot of powerful people that are not saying where they are affiliated in, but they are affiliated with APC. I mean, I have people on my contact list that were really championing APC, and those were the ones that were vocal, some of the few that were vocal about it. There were some people that were not vocal, but they had their allegiances. I mean, look at them. Is it Tony Elumelu that came out with the whole thing that were blasting him?
I saw that video now. Yeah, where it was like telling
him, really blasting him and insulting him in his comments. So for someone like that to be championing APC, then you really don't know who else was supporting. Quite a lot of powerful people were supporting APC. So we really don't even know what's next. You know, but if there's any protest, I'm ready to go out. So
Be careful, because we know that this...
Please don't go out.
Yeah, don't let them shoot you, or I beg. Or, you know, we need
Nigeria is very divisive right now, especially with this politics thing. You can see, like, with the NSAS movement, I think that was more like they were more together. You know what I mean? Everybody was for the same cause, but this one now, like, with different tribes and stuff like that.
Yeah, that tribalism thing. Yeah, tribalism thing
is so weird. Like, what is that?
It's crazy.
I don't even know when people just said something about tribalism. Like, what? Like, what? What does that have to do with?
I wish Dubem was still on here. Right. I'd love for him to speak since he's Igbo. Dubem is, for people that might be confused, Dubem and Jesse is the same. I knew him as mostly as Dubem in high school, so I just always, my default is saying Dubem, but Jesse, yeah. I wish Jesse was on here to talk about it, because he's Igbo. So I would love to know.
Why is he not here yet, though?
He's probably still busy with his friend. I think he was doing something with his friend. So, whenever he's ready, we'll join on. But, like, I would love to talk of how he feels as an Igbo man, like, living in Lagos. Does he feel like any sort of, like, is he scared, or because it seems to be crazy?
Yeah, I don't know. Nigerians are actually low key. We are actually kind of tribalist, low key though. And I feel like
what is kind of very, very.
Yeah, and I feel like our tribalism is so casual. Like
Yoruba, you can hear people say something too. Like, I'm sorry,
Yoruba people are liars, and they would not even say it as. They wouldn't even say it with shame or like, oh, maybe I'm saying something. They'll just say it out loud publicly. They don't even care How in your Yoruba person?
Bro, I see Yoruba people are very tribalistic. I can't even lie. I can remember being younger and hearing like tribalistic stuff from my family, like in terms of like
don't think
Omoyibo
that's
for
a Yoruba. I feel
Odiga.
like Nigerians
No,
in
but just
general,
growing
we
up
are
in
very,
Lagos, I guess maybe
very, very
my experience of
tribalistic.
being like in Lagos and being and growing up, just I did hear a lot of like Omoyibo type talk like from my
And it's
family.
funny because, like, even like you hear things like, "Oh, don't marry a Ubo
Yes,
woman,"
I can't. I've heard
like
that
that.
many times.
But Naibo, you did not
Like,
marry Pam,
tribal, like
right?
we're casually tribalistic. Like you will say, you just hear someone say the most offensive thing about another tribe, and they don't even care. Like they're not saying
Like
it
it's
like,
normal.
"Oh, this is something to be ashamed of." They're saying it like, "This is a fact. This is a fact. Hausa people
It's
are,
ingrained
they
in
are
our
serious, and this
culture.
is
That's
a
what
fact."
it is. Like
Just wild.
we just have these beliefs, these stereotypes of different tribes, and like it's just stuck there. In a place like Lagos, even like you can just imagine where like Lagos is quote
Yeah,
unquote a
Lagos is
Yoruba
like a
state.
melting pot, like right now, basically.
It is, but like you still see all these Lagosians and stuff like that being tribalistic against all these other tribes, and
Yeah, I mean that's why
it's
people are
very
not
uncomfortable.
supporting GVR right now, because Abijah
Because
people
they
are
try
saying,
to
"Oh,
frame
his
him
mom
as
is Igbo."
Chinedu.
His mom is Igbo, so they're like, "Oh," I'm
They have
just
been calling
like,
him
"Guys,
Chinedu or something like that, right?
so ridiculous."
Like,
Guy now has to start bringing up his heritage,
about yeah, I saw
talking
his
about his.
wife. Like, people are complaining about his wife is Igbo too, and stuff.
Yeah, he's mixed actually. He's mixed because his mom is Igbo.
Yeah, like I mean, so who do you think is gonna win though, based on what
It's
you're seeing?
biracial. I mean, I can't even say because I mean, me, I'm reserved about both of them because one, Sanoli is a Cancer and GRE is a Pisces. So to
Bro,
me, they're
come
like
on,
both
bro.
water signs and I can't trust either of them. But
That's crazy.
I'm supporting GRE because of like his vision and all that.
That's
But
crazy. You said they are both
yeah.
water signs, so you are using water signs to judge
They are
it.
both water signs, okay? Water signs are, they're not.
Wait,
They're emotional
are
people.
you Gen Z?
I have my astrology on point.
Just curious, are you Gen Z? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 26.
26? Okay, you're our age, bro.
Yes.
You're our age, bro. Man, I'm 26 too. I was thinking you were like, so you're doing like that's Capricorn shit, seem like a Gen Z type. That's what I was
Well,
asking.
because I started it, okay. I'm their founding mother for astrology. I've been on astrology before they
So
came in. So
what's bad about you? What do you say, Pisces or what? What do you call it?
Pisces, they are unstable people, emotionally unstable.
Who is that? Is that someone with Lou or Jeremy?
Well, I mean, that's Jeremy now.
So who
For
is he?
both of them,
What is Samuel Lou?
both of them are what that's.
Oh,
He's a
so
Cancer.
Cancer. What are the characteristics of his own sign?
Well, they're both emotional, both of them. Cancers
Emotional.
are very emotional people, and Pisces are also super emotional people.
She says she's Jesse's back. Jesse. She says she's using She won't vote. She doesn't like GRV or Sanwo Olu because
I don't like them. I say I'm
they are
watching my
water
back
signs.
in front of them.
I said they're water signs.
They are water
Bro,
signs.
funny enough, man, like, do you actually believe in this astrology thing? Like,
I mean, not like for real though. It's like some. I'll be like, I'm not gonna not talk to somebody because of their star sign or anything. But like, if I find out somebody's star sign, I'm like, I have a vibe about you.
I mean,
But
I can understand because I understand it as well too. But like, it's not
right,
everyone that actually.
really?
Yeah, I do actually. Like, I mean, let's just say I'm around people
I
that
can tell
actually
you be
talk too much.
bored.
Bro,
I
like,
can tell you
I
are
won't say I'm
bored.
tired of listening. I won't say I'm tired of listening to it, but like at the same time, like, I can just picture it happening in so many people's lives. That people have different characteristics and all that, but like. You can't always have to base it on star signs. That's how I just said. Because I have different characteristics regardless.
The main question I wanted to ask you was, as an Igbo man, how do you feel about the tribalism that's going on and being stoked up now? That's crazy. Like,
Bro, I don't even know what to say because I don't feel anything.
I mean, I'm
Like, I
just,
don't feel.
so you don't feel
I'm not.
unsafe, you don't feel, because you can't lie though, the
Bro,
anti-ego sentiment has been high, like especially what I've seen.
you get. I know. I
Like,
remember from the social media, like, it's actually that serious, but then I don't think it boils down to every individual. You get it. That's not how I see it. And then obviously with people I communicate with. So I don't think it's that serious, the how you guys say. What do you
okay.
feel?
No, I mean, obviously, you know, we're not there, but from what it seems like
No, it's not that. I don't think it's that deep, to be honest, man. Like, it's just some certain people that want to, voice out their own opinion on how they feel about things that have been going on, that kind of stuff.
okay. I mean,
So.
because on Twitter, where has it been saying people are the APC, they seem to be running this like our Lagos campaign. Like type thing, so that's why it's the original Lagos, they are the original Lagosians that the Igbos are trying to come on. I saw one guy, I think it was Fanny Kayode or something. He said,
I saw it too as well.
yeah, he
I know what
said
you're
the
talking about.
Igbos are trying to come and kill all the Obas and lock all the Obas in jail and take over Lagos and all that stuff.
Bro, we're just chatting, man. Like, everyone wants to voice their opinion. You get, like, no one is certain about what's really going to happen
What
because
about that
they're
fire
just
though?
scared.
Didn't they burn down some they burnt down like some stalls in the market? Which market again was it?
Yeah, they did though.
Which market was it?
Was it Echo? I'm not sure which one exactly, but it
See,
was somewhere in the island.
this guy. So you just be sitting in your house. You don't even go out. You don't.
Sorry,
You are just.
that was happening.
You're just tapping FIFA.
That's for
That
sure that is
did
here.
you go and vote?
No, actually, I did, but it was obviously it was around my ends now, so I can't be stressed.
This he doesn't go out. He just in his room.
But also, man,
I feel you. I feel you. Yeah, I don't blame you, bro. Because what they call it?
was
Imagine going out. Like Nigeria seems like 1,000 ways to die. Like you're just
yeah, I know
avoiding
now. Stop. Come on, that's deep. Yeah,
it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
that's deep. It's not even
Like.
that. It's not even close to
Because you
being
could
bad
be
like
driving a
that. Like,
container and fall on
it's
your
not
head.
that. It's bad, but it's not that bad.
Guy, con how
But
can
it's
container
bad.
fall on your head, guy, as you are driving? That's 1,000 ways to die type shit now. You've not watched that show? Like,
I have. I
yeah,
get your
bro, you don't
point,
see how niggas
but
just be dying that, oh, he fell down and something fell on his head and he died. Like, that's how Nigeria is, guy. You're just driving and boom, container on your car. And you are dead. Oh, you are driving and boom, bandits. Or something. Like, so it seems like that, bro. But I mean, I'm glad you sure feel like it's not affecting you because the way they are trying to, like, what the APC is trying to do is not even fair at all. Like, because I feel like if you are paying taxes in Lagos, like, how can you say, like, especially if you are born in Lagos too, and Lagos is really all you know where you live? Like, I can't see, I don't really understand why there should be feeling of original Lagosians or whatever. I can't, but Nigeria is very tribalistic, Sha. Like, I don't think it's ever end. That's why when we shouting racism or we trying to laugh at other countries about racism or something, I'm like,
It boils down
side
to
eye.
our roots, man.
Like, side
No, but
eye.
like you can't compare racism to tribalism,
It's
though.
the same thing, bro. Go and ask the Rwandans.
It's
Go
the
and
same. You can't
ask
compare
the
because
Rwandans. Like,
calm down now. Calm down. You can't compare because it's like
you know, there was a whole
racism.
Biafra war
You can
here.
be seen by your face, like by your face, they know okay, you are white or you're black. But with like
I can't lie,
tribalism, you
that's
have
not
to
always
like talk to the
sure.
person.
That's not always sure too though. Like living here,
No, I'm
that's
not
not always
saying it's
sure.
always like that, but I'm saying it's a bit different
Yeah,
because at
it
least
is.
this one you can still pass, you can still like get away with it. Like now, my name is Yoruba, my first name, okay, but my mom is Yoruba, my dad is from Edo State. But like when people meet me because of my first name, they're like, "Oh, Yoruba." I mean, they just think I'm a Yoruba person, so they'll address me that way. So I can still skirt by them when I'm with another group of people, another tribe. Maybe I'm an Igbo people. And they hear my last name, they'll be like, "Oh, are you Igbo?" So that kind of thing. I feel like you can still skirt by, like if it was like a tribe thing compared to like race, where just by looking at you, your intonation, your culture, the things that are like innate to you, people can judge you and like keep you out of certain opportunities. because of that too. I feel like it's a bit different because racism is more like it's more severe to me because
But
you can't even help how you look. You can't help how you look. You can't help how you interact. You can't do anything about your name, and somebody's gonna judge you for that compared to your tribe where you can actually lie and like you can not even just lie. You can sometimes people just forget that you're not one of them, you know.
I mean,
That's how I see it.
that's true. That's definitely a true aspect, but it is a little bit like tricky.
Similar. Yeah,
yeah, like because
yeah, I think it's
tribalism,
similar, but
like some of the
don't
shit
think
you,
it's
that has happened,
comparative.
like the Biafran War, that was
It's
like
like
heavy, some heavy tribalistic type shit, because it was a specific tribe that got targeted the most. Like, so, and
sure.
just okay, for one example, to the Rwandan genocide, like it's always very
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. It's like messed
drastic.
up,
It's
but
crazy. Yeah, like.
me, it's not. I don't think it's like as generational. Like hasn't gone on for as long as racism has gone on. Where it's just racism has just been generational at this point. Where some people don't even know why they hate one race of people. They are uncomfortable around them. They just know that they are. And I feel like just the fact that you look different, like even when white people are in Nigeria or in Lagos. Just the fact that you look different, people are going to be staring at you, you know, looking or like treating you like you're different instantly, just based on the fact that you look. This one is everything from your hair down to
Bro,
your eyes.
we worship
You
white
kind of
people,
get a
man.
point, man.
We
Kind of
worship
get a
white
point, I
people. Like, I
feel.
remember in high school, like we had like one white boy in our set,
Ah, Jonathan.
Jonathan, and we had like two Indians, Henry
Yeah,
and
so I
Barbara.
can't remember her name, but like, yeah, Barbara, fuck, bro,
Bro,
like, you
for
actually have
some
good
reason, my
memories.
memory is crazy like that. I'd be remembering the most useless shit. Like, I'd be remembering like the most useless information. Like, I
Yeah,
remember
you
even
know,
just.
so if you didn't bring this up, man, I would never have thought about it, man. Like, it
No,
looks like
so,
it's
but
so
we know they
long,
should treat them a
and
little
also
differently
void as well.
than us.
Guy,
Like,
you reckon?
a little bit, like, in terms of how,
I do.
like,
I mean, I
because
was
you have.
quite young. I didn't actually
Yo,
did
Jonathan, I
like
think he was
that.
South African or something. It was like a South
Yeah,
African something. Like,
he was from South Africa.
yeah, but it was like a white.
But
I wasn't
he is
white, but it
actually.
was like heavy. He looks when I
Yeah,
talk
he
about
was plain white, bro. He was white South African. Yeah, he
yeah, white South African
was
dude.
literally white, bro. He wasn't even like anything close to albino or
Yeah,
anything
but
European.
there
He
was
was
okay,
white.
those two Indians, but like they used to treat them a little different, you know, like because like they're not black. Like, so they used to,
Yeah.
like, teachers, but I don't think I ever saw a teacher beat him. Did the teacher beat him? Okay, but teacher ever beat him. But
No,
they
me
beat us.
jealous.
They beat us. They definitely beat us. Like,
They beat also, but it was once in a while now. Caleb was
yeah.
actually very, I won't
They didn't
say
really
it
beat
wasn't that strict.
in
Exactly, it
Caleb.
wasn't that strict
But
for us.
for some
Yeah.
reason, I do remember beating Caleb before, though. I feel like,
We're doing
funny
assembly
enough,
period now.
bro, you're doing assembly. Funny enough,
Yeah.
let's even talk about this topic. Yeah, they were calling people that were in high school in 2008. No, because somebody posted that they were in GSS1 in 2006, and people were like,
Yeah.
"Ah, you are old." And I was like, "Me, I was in GSS1 in 2006, so I don't know."
No
Like,
man, no.
are we that old now that like our own is like they're looking at us
Yeah.
as old or what? Like, I don't even understand.
So I'll tell you that
I
old
mean,
old.
we are
Let's
old, actually.
2006 was the longest time ago. That's almost 20 years thinking about it though. But like, damn,
Yeah.
bro, we graduated over 10 years ago. That's crazy. Like, I don't feel that old though. I can't lie to you. I still feel like myself. Like, I'll be wondering, like, damn, this is how my popsy used to feel. Like, was he like this strict when he was young too or what? Because people, for some reason, when I was younger, when I used to look at adults so mature and all that stuff, like, obviously, I'm more mature and all that stuff, but like, I still don't feel like that much like different than when I was like, let's say,
Yeah, I feel my treasure.
17, 18, 19, in terms of like, just, I don't know, like, just, I feel like the base of your personality is established when you're young. You might then add some stuff that makes you more mature on how you approach stuff due to experience and stuff, but like, you still have some aspects of you that are like still young, essentially. I don't know. Like how I, for example, like how I like to enjoy, I watch anime and stuff. That's something that I've been like in my parents' time. If you watch animation or anything when you're younger. When you get older, like if you still watch it, they'll be looking at you like you're watching cartoon or something. Like
I
now,
mean, but
like
it is different, like now though. Because
that's what
like
I'm
now
saying. Like
you have to
ours,
be
like I still
more adult.
feel like maybe because I have that perception of being an adult from my parents and stuff. Like my dad sees me play FIFA, he's looking at me like you're playing FIFA 26. I'm like, bro, like FIFA is just a game. It's not that. Like I don't want to be attaching age to some shit I should do when I was young. Like now, like I can't like though some shit is childish. I can't niggas that watch wrestling these days. Like that one, I don't understand. Like I used to love wrestling, but like when John Cena and The Rock and all these ones left,
I
bro,
mean,
I can't.
everything depends on perception at the same time, man. Because the same way you don't like it, the same way some people don't really rate anime through the years. So
Yeah, I mean
everyone
that's true.
expresses that
That's true.
too.
That's true. Especially because I watch, even though I tend to watch more mature anime, I used to, like, if Naruto came back on, I would watch Naruto. Like it's not Attack on Titan is more mature and stuff like that. So I like more like adults, let's say anime now. But yeah, I mean that was just something I was seeing because people like SS1, SS3. If I mean SS1, the one that was old was a nigga that was like I was in SS3 in 2008. Yeah, that one you are a little bit old, bro. Like that one, you should be at
Yeah,
least 30 something now. Like, but
I
like you should be 30
swear.
something now. Like, but for me, I kind of
Oh my
like.
God, we used to have them back in the days, but like, I remember I just tried to imagine how weird these guys are and stuff.
I,
What is
bro,
their scene they used to call?
like when I was, I don't know if you watch this guy's skits, Justin Yuji.
Justin UG. I think I've heard of
You, ah, man. Guy, you too, guy,
him.
you don't be on Twitter oh, because those guys, Justin Yuji, Lai, and Gilmore, those are the three guys now
Yeah.
that,
I know
like,
Gilmore very well, sure. I know Gilmore,
yeah,
so
Gilmore is funny as fuck, man. Gilmore is funny,
I
he's so deadly. Justin Yuji does more like high school stuff, guy, and he does it,
Yeah.
he's our age too. Like, he's actually based in Dallas here. Like, the guy, like, he does it so well. He reminded me so much of all the shit we used to go back in high school, like the way seniors used to treat us. Guy, I can't believe that niggas in boarding used to wash other people's clothes, like, for seniors. That's crazy to me now,
Yeah,
bro.
you didn't understand what was going on in the hostel now.
Guy,
Living room is
you
different.
went to
Like,
hostel at a point, right? I remember you went to
yes,
hostel.
bro. I
You are a
was
brother
in
boy.
hostel for
Brother
like
boys were nuisances, man. I can't lie.
years.
You
I
guys were
didn't even know.
nuisances. They're
No. Trust me, man. You don't want to hear what people will say on the
student
board. But
versus
like,
brother boys. You guys used to have the
yeah, it
best.
was after a debate back then. Or you know this now. Like, it was
Yeah.
that serious, man.
But
Especially
how
with
are you a
girls.
brother boy? I remember from what I remember, your house was not that far. I remember you
Yeah,
became
it
a
wasn't
brother boy
far.
late. You remember you
I was
became a
staying in my
brother boy
dad's
late?
too.
Because I
I
remember
was
I
used to
used to be
stay
in the car park with us. Like,
exactly.
then
Yeah,
when you became
I
a
had to
brother
have
boy.
both. I had to have best of both worlds. No, the thing is,
Yeah.
I started killing as a brother boy in JS1 and JS2. You
So
get,
guy,
and I became a best student in like JS3 and SLS1.
you are washing other niggas' pants and shit. Man, that's crazy.
No. People had respect for me at the same time
Yeah.
now.
Bro, when I watch this guy's skits, I be thinking of that's crazy. How can another student be beating you? How can a student be beating
No.
you, guy? Like
Why was it that serious?
some of
Why
the
was
shit
it that
that we used to
serious?
go through in high school was crazy. I can't lie to you, man. Like, guy, the fact that a teacher beats me. Like when I was JS1 and stuff, I'd be thinking that was crazy. Like that it'll beat you, that your ass would be hurt. Like with and they'll tell some guy they beat us for farting one time. Can you imagine the type of shit that we're going on in like school? Somebody farted, the person didn't want to confess, and I said, let's beat everybody in
With
class.
everybody in the class.
Bro, guy.
You guys didn't used to say anything, just to take it.
Guy, what do we do? Guy, why
Wild.
the something that your parents would be telling you, beat them well. Like that's the type of shit that be going on.
Yeah,
Like,
when I was by the time I was in SS2, I was very rude. If you try that, I would
I
shout
mean, I was
at
a
you
bad
very.
boy. I was like, we were
Cause
the type
like
that
I
used to
know one time my
confess.
mentor tried to beat me and I shouted at him. I was like, why would you keep? I
Yeah, you
just
can't
walked away
shout
from
though.
my
If you shout,
face. I mean, like
eh,
what?
like, yeah, because I don't know, it's more of that public. Kele was a public private school, man. Like, it was one of those schools that the school fees was like
Mine was a
100,000
public
naira.
school. I went to Queen's College.
Queens.
Yeah.
But Queen's College, how do you guys even do that? I remember when we used to hear all these Queen's College, you used to be like, ah, girls, girls. Like, I don't know how you guys used to do it, man. All girls school, all boys school. King's College, I can't imagine ever going to all boys school. I can't imagine the type of shit that'd be going on there. Like,
Like in Queen's College, you just felt more mature like than you were because I feel like when I was in SS too, you could not even tell me shit. Like you couldn't tell me jack shit.
Why are you
like
one of those wicked seniors?
I wasn't wicked, but I just knew like I just knew I needed self-respect. Cause like my mom stopped like shouting at me when I got to SS2 because like one day she was just yelling. I just started laughing at her. She was like, "Why are you laughing?" I'm like, "Why are you shouting?" Like it's like you can talk to me like a regular person.
But when you talk back
so
to
I
your
feel like
friends.
When you're like
No, my bad. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Like I feel like when you were in Queen's College, because like maybe because we're all girls, I don't even know what it was, but you just felt like a grown up from like maybe from like SS1, maybe SS1 will be the last time you feel like a kid, but like from SS2, you just feel like you know what you're doing. Nobody can tell you shit. Nobody can tell.
These are I know what type of students you are. Did you ever get dubs for like? That's how I know type of students you are.
No.
Damn. Okay, you know like us. Like us, we're the
But
ones that like to dub.
that doesn't because I used to break out of school. I got expelled from
Ah,
boarding
okay.
school.
I mean, I was never like that. That was my
I used to
biggest
leave
fear.
school, but other than that, like book wise, I was like up there. Like book wise, I always had maybe all A's. My work, I had like maybe 3 A's, and the rest were B's. So
Why?
I was like a really dense, but I was not just about that being subjugated and treated like a child because I didn't feel
Bro,
like I was a child.
nah, my parents are on my ass. So, like, my mom and I used to rock. My mom used to beat the fuck out of me. Like, I tried to rap with my dad one time, but I was not strong enough. Nah, they can't, though, obviously. Like, I can't, like, they can't. If my dad should try to fight me, I can't, like, we lose horribly. Like, but I can't do it to him, you know, he's an old man. Like, that's like, but when they forced me to cut my hair one time and I wasn't going, so he was ready to fight me because I was like, it's already to fight. I was
Physically
just
fight you.
like, yeah, I was 16, like, or something, 15. Like, so, you know, as a man, I was like, you know, this man, I was for tired of him. My dad was annoying me. My dad used to be one of those, like, strict dads that whenever, guy, like, he's the one that if you hear the door, the gates opening, that you have to run. Like, you have to run and pretend like you're reading. Bro, what
Wow.
we not show the TV. One time in Cotton, he now puts his hand at the back of the TV. TV was now hot. And I'm like, yay. Right, Unasha, Sultan, Zayan, come out. You're watching TV. That nigga was so frustrating, bro. Like, oh my god. Now, like, I've been giving it to him. He knows he can't try all of that stuff with me. Like, when he comes here, like, he has to be on his best behavior because he knows that we're not even going for it. Because the thing about African parents is that when you're collecting their money, man, they can treat you anyhow, bro. I'm paying your school fees. I'm doing all of that. I'm doing all of this. Like, you know, that should be annoying as hell, man. Like, so when you not start earning your own money, they can now that tone lowers a little bit. So it's very nice. Like, but luckily you were able to do that shit. Like, in SS2, I can't like because me, I was not that good of a student. So imagine if I now had to feel like and I was doing. Like, I remember when I was checking my work results, my computer was right beside me. Like, so imagine pressing, like, after you type your scratch card, now I scratch card, you now check your results. Like, I grew saving grace in math. I got like a C6 or something in math. I was never good in math at all. Like, so that was my saving because every other one I passed, every other one. Like,
I think that's the thing about Nigerian parents. They just want you to be good, like academically. So, like, if you are, it's like there's just a lot of things that they probably will not be as strict about because once you're really good, like you're passing, you study every time, it's like they can't really come up with things to be mad at. Because, like, that's my own experience with my parents because I was really good academically. So, they probably feel like jerks, like if they're shouting at me over little things. So, like,
I mean,
if
yeah.
I got in trouble extracurricularly in school, they'll be like, oh, it's fine. Like, if I want to do, like, I just had more freedom, like, socially, things I had to do because one, I was very good academically and I was very honest. Like, if I'm doing something, I'm just going to tell them, look, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm going to take it however you want. And they'll be like, okay, fine. I mean, at least you've told us and your head is in the right place. So I feel like that's just it. Nigerian parents just need you to be on points like academically. So when you are, they like give you a lot more freedoms than if they feel like you don't know what you're doing.
Okay, I mean, yeah, that's that. Sometimes, though, I feel like it is hard for parents to stop ever seeing you as a kid. So, even as an adult, sometimes they'd be trying to try some stuff, but I'd be like, better chill. Like, you know, I'm not a little kid, like, all that stuff. So, Like, it's so hard for them, which I can understand. Like, you know, they've seen us since we were literally like we are barely bigger than like the palm of their hand. So like I can imagine how they feel when they probably still see us as those babies that they were teaching how to walk and all that stuff. Like, so like it's hard for them to disassociate, but they need to understand that people are adults now, man. Like, you can't be trying to baby them for the rest of your life. Like, so but I appreciate them still, Sha. I appreciate my dad as much
Yes.
as he pissed me off. He was paying my school fees here. Any naira paying dollars. Guy, you have to complain sometimes, man, because especially now that Nigeria is like he was paying me and my brother's school fees at the same time, like tuition. And the thing is, yeah, you can't take loans if you're an international student. You have to pay your school fees all at once. Like, yeah, so you can imagine. Like, do you guys want to talk about this whole Wizkid thing? Wizkid, he canceled some dates here. I think in Canada too or something. And it was news because like people were surprised. Like, he canceled it due to low ticket sales. So that was the main reason why people were like talking about it. I just wanted to let you know what you guys think. Because this is the official More Love Less Ego tour. This is supposed to be his like next stop after that Made in Lagos time. You know, this is the Afrobeats to the World era. So I just wanted to get what you guys think. Like, because the general sentiment of the whole album was it didn't really deliver the way. It's still a good album. I liked it. Some good songs and stuff like that. It didn't deliver the way Made in Lagos delivered. So I wanted to get you guys' opinion on that. Like, I personally felt like Wizkid should not have dropped another vibesy type album. Like, or if he was dropping it, like, he should have just pushed it a little bit more. Like, this one was a little bit too similar to what he has been doing for the past 3, 2, 3, 4, 5 years now. Like, so I think people are just getting a little bit tired of that type of sound and want something a little bit fresher, especially from the main guy. Or I can't lie to you, Burna Boy seems to be the main guy now. Like, this technically this maybe the second main guy, because Davido has settled down a little bit, like in Afrobeat. So what do you guys think?
I mean, I feel like Wizkid has been like the main guy in Afrobeats for like, I think, is it 15 years now, right?
Yeah, like since he
So, I
popped.
mean, he's held it down for a long time. So, I don't,
Yeah, now
I
runs
mean,
do
it's
come to an
normal.
end.
It's like normal for things to be a bit slow now, especially if he hasn't really done anything to rebrand. But I still think he's still a star. I mean, personally,
No, no,
I
no, he's
still
a
think
legend,
he still has
obviously.
a solid.
Like,
Yeah, he still has a very solid fan base.
Wizkid is either number one or number two in Nigerian Hall of Fame. Like
Yeah.
out of Nigerian artists,
I mean,
like
maybe the tour wasn't marketed properly. Maybe that's the problem here. And I mean, look at the period he's trying to compare it to. The last time when he sold out, I think it was that O2 Arena, right?
yeah,
I
but
think
people are
that was
comparing
during
it to
Christmas, summer.
it was last year that like it was selling out all the shit, you know, like.
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like maybe the timing or the marketing, because things are not going to sell as much if it's not during Christmas or like during summer. If it's like closer to spring or Easter, they're really not going to have as big a crowd. That's what I think, anyway. I don't think it has anything to do
But
with.
so you don't feel like Wizkid's complacency has caught up to him a little bit
It
because,
has, it has, it
yeah,
has.
especially with his music. And you mentioned a point there without any proper rebrand. Like, he's been the same guy. If you look at other artists, like even Davido, like rebranding is there. Like, you can see year after year with all these projects that he's bringing out and stuff like
You
that.
don't
It
compare
looks
Wizkid to
like.
Davido now. Davido is more—he's more for the people. Like he does was—he's more about trends. Like he's always refreshing his brand. He's always rebranding. He's
Yeah,
always doing something new.
but that's how I feel. That's what I feel like. That's the point exactly. Now people like Wizkid. Like, if you look at the way he even drops albums, like that album that just blew. What's the one that Sultan was just talking about? The one he dropped before this one that did numbers. Like, he didn't drop an album for how long? People were anticipating that album. People have been waiting for Wizkid to drop something. But now this one was pretty close. I honestly don't feel like you should have dropped it like that, to be honest with you. And it have the same type of sound. Like, I can see why people are not really going for it like that. Now, people are looking for Thames, you know, Drema, and all this type of, and even Burna Boy too. Like, these are people that I feel like they put more, in my opinion, Sha, they put more work into their projects, and, you
I
know,
don't think
like,
that's
people,
fair.
that's how
I don't
I
think
look
that's
at it. Because
fair.
even like this More Love, Less Legal album is pretty much, it's pretty much the same thing with Made in Lagos, you know, and I think it's evidence now. Like, Wizkid is a legend, fine, facts. Like, but I don't think people are looking for him anymore. A lot of people, and he's been doing this for a long time. A lot of people have already seen Wizkid. You know, like, that is not really a big of artist now presently as he once was. You know, so it's not, for me, it's not surprising. You know, like, and
I
over
mean,
the
to me,
years now.
I'm a little too cautious about trading in. I mean, I feel like that's something Nigerians do quite a lot, is that we trade in one person for the other. Where, you know, and I think what I would like to see is for us to move past that, because just because Wizkid's sound is, he's not similar to Davido, who like changes his sound all the time. I don't think that means, you know, we should say, oh, he's falling off, or like he's this thing is boring, or like, I don't think that should be anything about his music. I don't think that should be like, because I mean, look at Beyonce. Beyonce has been a star for like 20 years, and she doesn't really switch up. She doesn't really switch up her genre. She doesn't really switch up too much about herself. I mean, you have the golden hair and the golden outfits. She has done that like almost every single time when she performs everything, and she's still a star. So I don't think we should be too quick to like, you know, just roll him out and say, oh, there's a new it person now. I don't think that's like respectful to what he has accomplished. I think it's just a marketing thing where they just needed to market it a bit better, you know, and sell it a bit better. That's what I think anyway. And I'm very cautious about just saying, oh, this person is old, this person's star has gone down, let's move on to the new person. I don't think that that's how we should treat our legends.
Yes,
But I feel
Jesse.
like we've gotten a lot of love, and it's been for a while now. Like, I'm not definitely. I know, honestly, I've had the same opinion for even since Made in Lagos. I didn't
Yeah, I'm
really
sure if
feel
Fela was alive, people would be saying, oh, Burna Boy has replaced him.
Oh no. It's different now. I just feel like Wizkid's music is not like, even if like this shows that he, when he does these shows, people don't really enjoy these shows like that. They say he's just very lazy on his performances are very lame.
Bro, he's Madison Square
And so like I
Garden.
can really imagine that like people are tired of that stuff, you know. Like
Well,
they look to be
yeah,
competent to
I
me,
feel
like really.
differently, because that's what people said about Rihanna. People were really, when people were talking about Rihanna after her Super Bowl, I thought it was just flat out disrespectful. I mean, you're expecting a pregnant woman, people are expecting a pregnant woman to be jumping on stage, flying, dancing. I mean, yeah, she's a legend in her own right, and she has a good catalog, and she's accomplished quite a lot. You still, if it
And
gets a particular stage of your career, you don't have to keep doing the same antics you did when you were like an upcoming. It doesn't really matter. You can't really compete with the new people because you're on a different level. So I feel like you're bringing down somebody that's on a different level and saying, "Oh, Burna Boy is the new one." Nah, that's disrespectful.
well, I'm not necessarily comparing them. I'm just saying, like, Burna Boy, that's what people are looking for now. Like, that's like the Rema, the Thames, those are the people that are like that hungry for to see, as opposed to someone like Wizkid. Like, Wizkid, I know you're saying the marketing and stuff like that, but I don't think the marketing has ever been a problem for his camp. Like, it's always been easy for him, you know. So like now I just feel like it just makes perfect sense that this is happening. Like, we'll see if what's more to come or anything like that. But I just really feel like that back-to-back album, Made in Lagos and More Love, this, we haven't seen that from Wizkid since, or like when he dropped an album, since Superstar Ayo. That time he hasn't dropped an album back to back, like, and did tours
Yeah,
like
I
that.
mean, I get your point, man. So you're making valid sense.
Wait,
Like,
wait,
he
wait, wait,
never.
before you go, real quick, let me just give you some context. We're talking about when Wizkid's he postponed his tour because of low ticket sales, the More Loss, Less Ego, the official tour,
Yeah,
and then so
I heard
we're
about
just
it.
talking about, like, as Dai was mentioning how his complacency has caught up to him. So just wanted to, so yeah, you go, you can go. Hello?
Okay. So basically, what I'm just saying is, like, I mean, Wizkid is not as far as how he used to be and all these things, because he's not even like performing well, like you guys have already said. So like, it's catching up on him, because he shouldn't have dropped this album as soon as. I don't know whether he started or performing or whatever, but like, in as much as the album didn't really sell as much, he's showing in his performance. That's my point. Like, he's not even like energetic. He's not even trying to carry the crowd along. Everyone is just waving. I'm just bouncing off their feet because it's risky. Do you get? There's no like new energy or something that's really spectacular that's happening in concerts and stuff. So I mean, that's basically it. But my point now is that you guys won't feel that this show he's planning on doing with Davido will happen, because with the outcome that has happened right now, do you think he's going to push for it or is just going to bail out?
Not really. Like, I mean, if Davido is ready, then yeah, like, why not? Like, I mean, I definitely do want it to happen though, because this fact that they've never even been on a song together is always going to be so crazy to me. I feel like that time has probably even passed, like, in terms of like, I feel like 2016, 17, 18, if they had dropped a song like 1927, if they had dropped a song like then, like that, would, and it was a good song, imagine the potential of that song, a Wizkid and Davido song. That's like Drake and Jay-Z. Like, or no, let me not say Drake and Jay-Z. That's like Jay-Z and Kanye West. No. Which, who can I even use as like an American example? Okay, Rihanna and Beyonce. Like, that's Rihanna and Beyonce essentially. Like,
doing, I mean, Jay-Z and Kanye West go too long. So, yeah.
No, right. In terms of Jay-Z's far, like, has been doing it, did it way longer than Kanye. That's what I'm saying. Because Wizkid and Davido kind of started at the same time. Like, or like similar times. Like, so.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so, but I mean, he can't afford more. If his next album, whatever he's doing, it's like whatever he wants to name it, whatever. He can't be doing this each time he say, like shit anymore. Like,
because y'all don't know how to respect your elders. That's just it.
Bro, we love Wiz, man. But guy, we don't get what if she don't tell you, guy? Like, she has told
you. And to be honest with you, I don't think this type of thing happened to Davido. And I know it's like, because Davido is always, every project, like, he's always doing something new. And, you know, and he's always pushing boundaries with his music. Like, Wizkid just comes out with music, like, okay, yes, I'm here. And, like, you guys have to take it. You know, that type of beat. You know, and people love Wizkid based off this is legendary status, which I can't hate, you know. But for years now, this guy has been putting out some subpar music. Like, if you want to be, you know, to be real about it, you know, since
Sopa is harsh. Like,
well, I know a lot of people like
to me. I feel like y'all are being very harsh. Like, let me not lie. I feel like you guys are being very, very harsh, because I feel like
now it's reflecting in the ticket sales now. Like, he had huge momentum.
Like, in general, we have like a habit of throwing away like our like artists. Like, someone is here for a while and then somebody else comes. We just forget about that person and say, oh, on to the next. And to me, I feel like that's respectful, because the person has worked. This has done
the job. Nobody's throwing him away, though. Nobody's throwing him away, though. Like, Wiz will always be Wiz. He's a legend. Do we say that, like, he's going to be, like, maybe he's probably one or two, number one or two in Hall of Fame, Nigerian music. Like,
yeah,
but
his ghost started off already.
You can admit that, like, he's been lazy a little bit. He's like, because at the end of the day, he's carrying this Afrobeat.
I'm not even a Wizkid fan, but I can still see when somebody has done something that other people have never done before. He really did that thing.
No, he did it, but we're saying, look at Burna Boy now. Like, Burna Boy is like keeping that momentum going. Like, he's still stepping on next. Yeah, because Burna
Boy is building off of the foundation Wizkid started.
Come on, no.
The same way Tems is building off of the foundation Burna Boy started. The same way Aria, I mean, look at Aria Star. She just
baby
came
girl,
out like...
Baby girl, calm down. You can't see that on...
There's no way, because I don't lie to you. I actually feel like Wizkid and Burna Boy, this American expansion they are doing, they are sort of relatively came at the same time now, because at the end of the day, like,
They didn't come at the
Americans
same time.
Americans were fucking with. I mean, okay, Wizkid did them one dance and all that stuff, but like, it's not like people were really checking for Wizkid here, like when he's until he dropped.
Bro, this blasphemy.
Am I lying, bro? I mean, in terms of Afrobeats to the world, like,
yeah, not, man.
Maybe I'm tripping. Oh, let me remind me if I missed something. Like, after one dance, yeah, people knew Wizkid. Okay. But they were not checking for Wizkid's music like the way Nigerians were. I'm saying now, like, after Essence, Wizkid became, like, they were not Like, bro, the damage Essence did here, I feel like it did more for him than One Dance did. I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping though. Maybe like because, bro, the way Essence was everywhere here, like One Dance was Drake's biggest song, and people know
Expecting a
Drake for it.
legend, and I
Like,
can't be part of that.
ah, okay. Before they say like we see the FC come for us again, I mean, see, they're already gonna come for us, but
I'm
like
not a
they've come for
Wizkid.
us.
I'm not a Wizkid fan. I'm not like a super fan, but to me, like you're disrespecting a legend because you can't say he didn't build, he didn't start the foundation like other people are currently building on now. He started it. He's the first, one of the first few people to collaborate with a foreign
I
artist.
like
I
the
mean,
way
with
he
Drake.
said one of yeah,
Yeah,
but
I
no,
know he's
because he
one of the. I
was
mean, I'm
okay.
talking
What
about
about
one.
the
He's one of
bands
the first
and
to like
Cole?
really make it pop. What about the
Exactly.
band?
So
Let's
what
go.
was that
Let's
about the band?
go. One
No,
Dance
jazz
was
again.
everywhere. Like, it
What about the
was
bands?
crazy. It was everywhere. People were
But it was
asking, who the hell
everywhere
is
because of
Wizkid?
Drake. Even
Yeah, so like
Essence. If
he's
I,
one of
let's
the
be
first
real.
few
See,
Nigerians to
see,
start that.
see, see, see.
That's
Let's be real.
legendary,
Let's be
bro.
real.
Like,
See, let's be
in
real.
my life, I would wish to even accomplish a quarter of that. That would be
See,
insane.
nobody is saying we are admitting he did like achieve all of that. That's good. No, but you can still admit that like he the music like he has been a little bit like you know higgy. Like he's been a little bit like you know he's been a little bit like too like complacent. Like doesn't mean bro.
I will never disrespect a great. I'm
That's not
sorry. I'm never
disrespect.
done.
That's not disrespect, bro.
That's
That's not
disrespect.
disrespect, auntie. That's not disrespect. Like
Everything
see.
Wiki does is
Disrespectful.
gold.
So everything he does, you have to just say is good. Do you know
They're
they?
just,
Do
I don't have to say it's good,
you
but
know
there are
what they
certain
gave
things
that
I wouldn't
album? Do you
say.
know what they rated that album?
About him.
See, do you know what they
They
rated that
cause bigger
album?
sales to market.
They rated that album like five
Okay,
over ten.
will you speak on Fela like this? Will you speak on
Fela is
Fela
not
like
gonna
this?
lie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, imagine if you were like, would you
See,
speak on Fela like this?
Fela was it was an also doesn't mean all his music was that good. Like, see, his music was incredible. No, but I'm saying like,
Blasphemy.
no, see. So are you saying every single one of Fela's songs was a banger? He had a
Every
huge
single
amount
thing
of
is a bop.
bangers.
Every single thing
Yeah, bro,
is a
come on,
bop.
bro. It's impossible. No musician ever has 100% bangers, bro. Even
Michael
Asake, as much as
Jackson,
I
every
like
single thing
Asake,
is a bop.
like Asake, not every song he has ever dropped is like has been a huge
That's different. I
banger.
mean, Asake is new. Asake is a new
Like, I'm not
person.
saying these
But
songs are. See,
if
we're
we're
not
talking
see.
about Fela, every single thing he has dropped
Jesus Christ.
is
And see,
like
I can tell
gold.
you are in the debate club in high school. And see, like, what I'm saying is to convince you and not confuse you is that you can drop an album. The album can be good. Like, some songs can just be okay. Like, not all of them are bangers. That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe More Loveless Single was not a horrible album. I liked it. Like, some of the songs were good. But it was not up to the level of Made in Lagos. And I'm saying that, like, he was a little bit
I swear.
complacent.
I mean,
Like,
I get your point. Like, you can actually listen to the whole album and like every song out of it. But at the same
but
time, when you have to now
see, to me
compare, you now
personally,
see the difference.
Burna Boy's Outside is his best album. That's the album I've loved the most from Burna
Bro,
Boy.
your head is there. Your head is
Like,
fucking
that
there.
album
That's
was
my best
mad.
album from
That
Burna,
was
bro.
like
That
that
was my
was
best album. Guy, heaven.
guy. Every song was a banger. And it was the perfect length. It was everything, bro. Like that album to me is
Bro,
his best
12
ever
songs,
album.
12 bangers.
And you could
12
play that song from,
songs,
and
12
they were
bangers.
different, like different themes, like Heaven's
Yes,
Gate,
now
like
that's when he started sampling like outside sounds, like
yeah, he went crazy
different
on that
genres of
album,
music.
man. That's a classic. That's a huge
I
classic.
mean,
African
that's the song
Giant
that brought
2.
him out to limelight,
Yeah,
man.
African Giant 2, as much of it as it was a madness. He can't reach outside. Like outside is a diff. Like it was just so crazy, bro. It was so experimental and everything hits. Like, but yeah, like, what does it mean? Like,
Sometimes what's busting my head is that you actually record the album, man. That's a dope album, man. People actually put it under the shelf, but
no,
it doesn't get its
because
props.
I can't lie to you. It
It doesn't
felt
just
like
get its
Burna Boy
props, man.
was that was like his redeeming, like album because before that he dropped that Redemption stuff. Like, it was a Redemption was good, but like. He was
Yeah, I mean,
not.
Redemption wasn't
Burna
what
Boy
dropped
was like a
the album. It was
Neymar
more like
back
a
then.
mixtape.
Burna Boy like was like
Redemption was like more
Neymar
like a
in
mixtape.
terms of like Messi and Davido. I said Messi and Davido. Bro, what am I saying? Wizkid and Davido are like
Messi,
Messi and Ronaldo. Then Burna Boy was like a Neymar, and that 2018 was, you know, like when Neymar was balling out for Barcelona that season. There was one season that he went crazy like that. That was his own coming out moment, and he won his Ballon d'Or with that Grammy. So essentially, Burna Boy is like if Neymar fulfilled his potential to the fullest. So that's what he's doing now with this whole Afrobeats to the World stuff. His potential, like, that was the album that showed Burna Boy, like, that he was like, yeah, nigga, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here to stay. That's when you can call me with level with these niggas, with Burna Boy and Wizkid.
Yeah,
like, that was
when crazy thing that the reception wasn't as mad as even the previous album that Wizkid or the
Africa video. Giants is like the biggest. Solidified it that, like, because bro, that African Giant, that Burna Boy 2018 run was crazy. 2018, 2019, that he was dropping Kilometer, and he was like, obviously, to a lesser extent, you know, where Buju be dropping snippets, and the snippet is like, Buju is on some crazy run now. Like, Burna Boy's one is like times three or four of that, like, with the songs he was dropping. Like, that was that whole Zanku era and all that stuff. Bro, remember, we used to call ourselves the Burna Boy podcast. We used to literally call ourselves the Burna Boy podcast because we used to talk about how much Burna Boy, Burna Boy, Burna Boy, Burna Boy.
Yeah,
like,
Burna Boy, so, point.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, just going back to the original point, Sha. Wizkid, man, you can't come with a new album and be doing She Tell Me Say, some type of shit, you know. We love you, you know. Yes, bro, it
take like a while, man.
Yeah, and take your time.
About himself, like, yes.
Yeah, let people feel it's not only about putting out an album, like, you're already a good, you know what I mean? Like, the other ventures and stuff. And then again, you can still put out, I'm not saying can do whatever the fuck he wants to do, but it can't just be, I feel like he needs to put more work. Well, that's just my opinion. He needs to put more work into his projects, like do
experiment.
Something. Experiment a little bit, you know.
Like,
you know, work with different artists, feature a little more people, stuff like that. Like, I think, I mean, it's fine now. But again, it's just, I'm honestly just not surprised that this is happening. That's just how I like, it's bound to happen. It's a good fine, but I mean, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've tried, man. Like, we've recorded, but we've used like 4 Zoom sessions, so we don't try, even though the first one was like a waste. But I mean, I think, is there any other topic you guys want to talk about? Like, any other thing we're missing? I'm trying to think. So, do you have any other topics? I think we've covered most of the stuff we want to talk about. Like,
yeah, nah, I don't have anything additional.
But I mean, so I guess that's it, man. This has been episode 132 of From Lagos with Love. You know, shout out to everybody for listening this far.
Yeah, and thank you guys so much for having
follow
me.
Follow us, really, man. Good, yeah, thank you for coming on, man. It was fun.
I'm following you now, strong too.
No. I mean, what's like, follow us on like, not the page,
but if anybody wants to follow me, my page is Todun Period.
Okay, I'm about to follow you now.
Todun, then there's a period, which is a dot to some people, and then
okay. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So I just followed you now. But yeah, thank you for coming on. You know, put your friends on. Anybody wants to come on and talk banter with us. You know, if you have any topics, anything you want
for
to talk
sure,
about,
for sure,
let us
for
know.
Sure.
And
it's always a vibe with y'all.
yeah, we appreciate it. And for our listeners, you know where to find us on socials, FLWL Podcast. Our email is from lagoswlove@gmail.com. And yeah, my Instagram is SaltyGram, and my Twitter is HCAS.
SaltyGram. I thought it was SaltyGram. I'm like, okay.
Not Saltry. I stole it from one of my guys. Yeah, one of my guys on Stenogram. I just was lucky. Let me add gram at the end of my. But yeah, Abi, Dayo, give them your socials now.
Dayo, Nintendo, Dayo_Nintendo on Instagram and Twitter. You know where to find me. Yes, sir.
You already told them where to find you.
Yeah?
I'm just kidding.
Hey, why me?
Jesse, what about yours? Give them yours.
Dube_Jesse.
This guy, he barely uses his, man. He's like a ghost on there. So
I'm not seeing anything on his own.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, that's how it should be.
That's not how it should be.
Yeah, I barely use
it. He's a fine boy. That's the worst part. He's a fine boy. Like, don't see why he be moving like he's ugly. Like, he doesn't want to just take all our babes. That's why. He knows if he posts his picture, like, all our babes are gone.
He doesn't want to drown. He don't want to drown in anything.
Hey! Hey, he has a wife. I beg you. Don't put him in trouble. Like, he's a married man. It's one of those Lagos married men that you hear about. Like,
I mean, don't kill me, man.
Yeah, all right, man. See you guys later, man. Peace.
All right.
Oh, no, nice one, man.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye.